Hallelujah. You ready for the word? Amen. 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 You know, we're moving on and coming into a celebration of what in the world is known for Bible believers is Pentecost. Pentecost Sunday is next week, and I don't shy back from Elder Jamal and his relationship of teaching Holy Spirit. Teaching Holy Spirit. Amen. Teaching Holy Spirit. Come on, y'all. Holy Spirit. Come on. Hallelujah. When we say Holy Spirit, when we teach Holy Spirit, he shows up. The Holy Spirit shows up, and we get who he is. We get a chance to experience who he is when we allow him to be the comforter. Come on, we allow him to lead us and be the guide. We allow him to direct us and show us the way. When we allow him to be in charge of our lives and get us through the paths that we have to go through that we don't even know are ahead of us. But because he's with the Father, and he understands the will of the Father for our lives, he goes ahead of us and prepares the way for us. And we cannot lose if we rely on him. How about that? Hallelujah. He said, I will not leave you without a comforter. In other words, I'm not going to leave the earth and you don't have what you need. Since you have experienced me, I know that you're going to need more than who you are, more than rules and regulations. Come on, more than just commitments to tradition. You're going to need more than that to fulfill the purpose of God in your lives. So my spirit will be among you and in you. Amen. Aren't you glad he's in you? Hallelujah. He's here. The Lord is here. And then the Lord is here. So everywhere I go, the Lord is there. See the present God. Hallelujah. Not just Jehovah Jireh, but Jehovah Shammah. Come on. Come on. Come on. The presence God, Elohim. The presence God, El Shaddai. Jehovah Rapha, the healer. See, when we condense him to just the name God, we miss who he really is. Because he's so much more than that name. He's so much more than the translators assigned to him when they translated the Greek and the Hebrew. Come on, and they decided that that was enough. Oh, but when you read the word about who he is, we recognize that that is not enough for you to understand who my God the Father is, who sent his son and came in the person of Jesus and then came back again in the person of the Holy Spirit to indwell us and live in us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Next Sunday they celebrate Pentecost Sunday, and it's so appropriate. It's so appropriate. It's okay. But it was a whole lot happened in the Jewish tradition between Passover and Pentecost. Hallelujah. We just don't realize how God set things up. Let's go to Exodus. Let's go in the Bible. Before you start doubting what I'm talking about, I'll read it in scripture. Amen. The Lord is good. It's something about saying, oh Lord, you are good, and your mercy endureth forever. Something quickens in your spirit. Continuously say that. I would tell you about the chant, but we don't have time. That's another sermon. But we don't always understand why we start to chant in declaration. But it's a part of God's presence in the place. And it's power and authority, the chant. You know, when the Old Testament declarations like that, it subdued armies because they couldn't stand to hear God's people began to declare in open air who he is, and it automatically traumatized them. Come on, it's them to a place mentally that they cannot handle. That's why a lot of the battles was won before they ever fought with a weapon, because they were already messed up in their minds, because God's people had declared the authority of God in the situation. And once that happened and it was put in the atmosphere, who can God like that? Come on, who can handle a God with that so much power that his people will say, oh Lord, you are good. Hallelujah. I don't have to worry about where I am and the circumstance that I'm in. It may be tormenting to me, but my cry is, oh Lord, you are good. Hallelujah. You're not going to leave me in this condition. You're not going to forget about me. I'm still saying, oh Lord, you are good. The devil can't stand it when he see what he's tormenting and all of the strange things that are happening in your life, and you got the audacity and the boldness, come on, and the conviction to say, oh Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Oh Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Oh Lord, you are good. Ah, everything about you is good. Hallelujah. I may not even understand it, but you are good. Whoa. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, ha, mama, Asha. And your mercy endure forever. Hallelujah. The power of the chant. Okay, I'm going to leave that alone. Yeah, they were used to chanting. Oh, that was a part of the heathen nations. Come on. They were used to chanting. But when God's people chanted, hallelujah, there was electricity in the chant. Hallelujah, it pierced through the atmosphere. Hallelujah, the sound swelled. And it went from one coast to the next. And to thousands of weapons and thousands. People in God's army began to say who he is. When is the last time you told the devil who God is? You don't have to talk to him. You just begin to say it. I dare you to go home today and just walk through your house and say, oh Lord, you are good. And your mercy endure forever. I dare you, I dare you, I dare you. Come on, somebody. Come on, saints of God. Come on, mighty people of God. Come on and get what you're supposed to get. Okay, 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 okay. Y'all make me preach. Y'all make me preach. Y'all make me preach. Y'all are a best kept secret. Down here in Hamilton, everybody don't know what's going on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's always a flame that can be fanned in this house. Ooh, come on, come on now, come on. There's always, you never ever really turn the fire off in this house. All you got to come through and just flame, just fan it, just fan it, just fan it, stir it up, stir it up. Oh Lord, you are. Days of transition from Passover to Pentecost. It's considered days of transition. And in between that time and those days, they used to count the days. You were to count your blessings. Remember the old song, Count Your Blessings? Name them one by one. Count your many blessings and see what God is stirring up memory. Exodus 19, 1 through 2. On the first day of the third month after the Israelites left Egypt, they came to the desert of Sinai. After they set out for Rephidim, they entered the desert of Sinai, and Israel camped there in the desert in front of the mountain. And if we'll go to a New Testament, it be Acts 1, 1 through 3. And in my former book, Theophilus, this is Luke, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day he was taken up to heaven. After giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself to them and gave them many convincing proofs that he was alive. Wow, wow, wow. Hallelujah. He's convinced some of you. He proved himself to you in so many ways that he's alive and well. Hallelujah, that he was alive. Let me finish my reading because I get off. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. When we look at Exodus, there were three stops in Israel's journey from the desert of Sinai until they from the wilderness until they got to the desert of Sinai. And according to Jewish traditions, these stops were to fulfill the purpose of God in them on their way to Sinai to receive the word of God, the law, and the Ten Commandments. So if you study it, they traveled out of Egypt through the wilderness to Sinai to get to the bottom of the mountain so they could get the word of God, the Ten Commandments. The Jewish people were required to treat the period from the first sign of their harvest to the entire barley or wheat harvest secret season as sacred time. So the celebration that continued from years and generations was a celebration to recognize coming out of Egypt, out of slavery, and getting to the promised land, to the word of God. They did not have a consistent word in the structure that it was going to be given to them until they got to the bottom of Mount Sinai. And so God had them recognize this and keep this ceremony that they left Egypt by way of showing how their harvest to the goodness of God. I'm putting it in layman's term. Showing how your harvest, your success, the evidence of your planting related to the goodness of God, because you are always moving forward to a word from God. How many are moving forward to a life-changing word? One. A lasting and sustainable word. A word that will keep you in the season that you're in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a word that will be different from what you're used to hearing, even if it's the same word with greater understanding, with greater revelation, with a better explanation. Have you ever said, oh, I never looked at that before? Or I never heard it like that before. Not that you hadn't heard it, but you hadn't heard it. Has an ear, let him hear. That means an open, available ear to hear a right now word from God. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. So these are the requirements to get the word. They left Fidim. Rephidim, which means weakness. Entering the desert place of humility and then camping in the desert represents unity or a unified front. Preparing to hear the word. Number one, you are leaving your place of weakness, your place of slavery, being enslaved. You're acknowledging that was once you, but that's not me anymore. Hallelujah. I once was under the gun of what's happening, but I recognize that I can't stay there, so I'm moving on from that place. But place of humility. Now, weakness and humility is not the same. Come on, somebody. Y'all got to help me. Y'all got to help me here. It's not the same. Humility deals with the humbling of spirit ready to receive, but it doesn't mean you're weak. It doesn't mean you're defeated. It doesn't mean that you have left the source and you're struggling. It just means that I'm going to bow down in this season because I know that God has something bigger and better for me. I don't mind laying down what I have. I don't mind really, really submitting everything to God. So I lay it on the altar. Hallelujah. Is your all on the altar a sacrifice lamb? Hallelujah. Can you sacrifice every success that you ever had on the altar to get a word from God? Preparing for the camping, shows us that unit front. Passover to Pentecost. Passover celebration, you know Passover meant? Pentecost in the Old Testament was the coming of the Word. In the New Testament, It was coming of spirit. Hallelujah. And I heard Jamal say that the Holy Spirit is the Word. Come on. The Spirit of the Word. Come on. So they camped around Sinai. Come on. Because I need a word from God. I know. I'm like, we got it going on, but this ain't all there is, and I'm still on my journey. I haven't reached full maturity, and I the Hebrews lived in transition. They were always moving, and God set that standard for us to know we're always living in transition. Because he's always up to something. He's always doing. Why? Because he's moving his church forward. We're moving from a slave mentality. Hallelujah. Coming out of Egypt and Passover and being, hallelujah, saved by the blood of the Lamb. We're moving from that slave mentality. You see, you can't get nothing done unless you rid yourself of slave mentality. Oh, my God, my God. Hallelujah. To life in the spirit. To life in the spirit. Hallelujah. I got a master, but he ain't a master. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I got a king, but he ain't a dominating factor. He is ruler for real, though. Come on. I'm coming in the place of serving as a son, from survival to sonship. Hallelujah, yeah. It's one thing to be under the master and you ain't a son. Hallelujah, but if you under the master and you're the son, you got all the benefits of the family. From bondage to belonging. Pentecost wasn't just a date on the calendar, and now we wear all our white and we celebrate the coming of the Holy Ghost and the big birth of the church. But there was so much more that happened in between Passover and that we need to embrace. Hallelujah. We're not wandering. We're being led. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I know where I'm going, but I got a leader. Hallelujah. I ain't confused. Like I was in Egypt. I was in bondage, and I didn't know where. But no. Now I got a father. Hallelujah. And he got his spirit in me, and I'm being led. I'm being led through transition. So these feasts are celebrated in the Old Testament, marks the journey that God had for his people. So he wasn't just bringing them out, he was bringing them in. Bringing them out, bringing them in. Hallelujah. How many know that God is a deliverance with direction? Don't forget I told you that. It's a deliverance with direction. Hallelujah. You know, many of the slaves, they were delivered and they had nowhere to go. They just went on outside of the camp, stood there and camped there, and they had no idea what next thing was. But God didn't bring you out of Egypt in slavery and bondage to not direct you to your next step. He's leading us back to him. He's leading us back to him. Hallelujah. When you said soon and very home to be with the Lord. Hallelujah. But there are steps that you must take to get there. Covenant language. I will be your God.
you will be my teach you how to hear my voice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm going to teach you that freedom is being with God's rule. Covenant is where life is ordered. We learn to live with God and to live right with people. Because God's plan has always been relationship. Always, he gathers the nations, not just to rescue us, but to live in us. Wow. Not just save you from sin, but there is a victorious life that he's leading into. Hallelujah. So he told him, he said, when you come into the land, keep these festivals. Set the rich festivals. Set your life to the rhythm of my presence and my provision. Always opportunity for celebration in the house of the Lord. Always, remember that, always. Opportunity for celebration, always. Always. That's why I said it in this time from to Pentecost, he said, count your blessing. You should not even show up on Pentecost celebration unless you counted your blessings. Hallelujah. Because when you get there, there's a celebration in your heart because you remember, oh Lord, you are good. Oh, and your mercy has brought me out. Come on. Goodness did not leave me where I was. Your mercy got me through school. Your mercy grew me up. Mercy and your goodness has given me everything I got. I'm counting my blessings. I like it. I like it. The song says, name them one by one. Because if you name them, you're dealing with your minds now. You're dealing with. Remember, you better not forget where you came from. Come on, you better not forget that you was undone and without hope. He said, but remember, I didn't leave you in poverty. No, 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 no. Hallelujah. I didn't leave you trying to make it for yourselves. But I told you, I into all truth. Counting my blessings. Hallelujah. This is not religion routine. And that scares us. Hallelujah. We think we're in religion routine. It ain't religion routine. It's relational alignment. Ah, tatabosha. It's teaching us how to line up with the will of God for our lives. It's teaching us to get under his presence and walk to his cadence and hear the drum beat of his sound. It's teaching us to know Holy Spirit is in the house and in my life. And Holy Spirit children and got my grandchildren. Come on. And Holy Spirit finances. Hallelujah. It's teaching us how to line up with the triunity of God. Hallelujah. I know him as Father. I know him as Son. And I'm learning to be led in God's presence because the leader in the world today in our lives for believers is Holy Spirit. Y'all don't mind if I say Holy Ghost, do you? Will you mind if I just say Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost? Because that's what I came up under. He was Holy Ghost. Ah, yeah. And honey, 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 they didn't shy away from that. The Holy Ghost is in the house. I got to bow down. I got to shut up. God is here. There goes my plan. There goes my schedule. Hallelujah, there goes my list. I thought I had it all together. He shows up and said, no, you ain't going that way. No, in that. That's enough of that. Don't do no more. I got something over here. Take a look to the right. Hallelujah, I got a blessing for you. Jesus said to disciples, as he met them on Emmaus Road, he said, I got to show you how to live on the other side of your life with me. There's another relationship you have to be. And that relationship is with Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, if I don't, and the Bible says he opened their eyes so they could see. Come on, because without that miracle of opening their eyes, they didn't know who he was. Hallelujah. Because of the trauma and through, they want to keep him a suffering savior. But I can't leave you there. So I'm going to open your eyes and see I'm alive. Jesus is alive. I'm alive and I'm well. And I'm on earth ready to take you to the next level. Woo! They didn't know him, but he opened their eyes. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. If he don't open your eyes, you're going to be stuck in a slave mentality. Hallelujah, you will not come out of where you need to be. You won't know how to lift yourself in the presence of the Lord. Open my eyes, Lord. You can do better than that. You can do better than that. Come on. So open my eyes, Lord. I need to see you. Oh, I need to see you. I got some situations, some circumstances going on. I need to. That you're alive and well. And the Bible says he opened their understanding that they may comprehend the scripture. Look. The only scripture they had was Torah, was the same word that they received around that mountain. Y'all listening? He said, I need to help you in this new covenant relationship understand that your next relational partner was available in scripture. It's written. It's written. It's hallelujah. Christ will suffer. He will arise on the third day. It's written that repentance and remission of sin will be preached to all nations beginning at Jerusalem. It is written. It is written. That you will be witnesses to behold that the promise of God has come. And he told him, he said, now y'all go to Jerusalem. Before Jesus spoke to them, they were leaving Jerusalem. That'll preach right there. Because they had been so devastated by what had happened to his life. Hallelujah. And they didn't quite understand everything that was going on. And even though they had the word, their understanding hadn't been open to the word. And so they were in chaos and confusion. And on the road to Emmaus, they were going the opposite. But Jesus came and said, make a U-turn. Hallelujah. Because I got a blessing. rejoicing for you in Jerusalem. Come on, saints of God. I don't care how hard it gets. Don't leave your place of worship. Hallelujah. You might be getting a little tired and feel like, it's the same. You get accustomed to the presence of God that you miss the glory in his presence and you miss the goodness in the presence and you start sitting in your seat longer than you used to. You stop playing worship music in your house. Come on. You all of a sudden, you don't want to hear that all the time. I'm tired of that song. Hallelujah. That's when you know you're making the wrong turn. But the Holy Ghost said, make a U-turn and go back to praise. Say hallelujah. Jesus dealt with their minds. Yes means a mental burning, a rage that needed to be settled, a recalibration, a reset. Change the way you think about God and change your behaviors. Get in tune with kingdom living, kingdom work, hallelujah, kingdom commitment. Get in tune with the will of God and the purpose of God for your life. I'm ready. He said, and go in Jerusalem and just wait. Wait in that place of praise for the next move of God. What am I saying here? The counting, and I hope you're pulling it together, not listen to it again or look it up. The counting of the Omer from Passover to Pentecost meant planted seed because it was agricultural. It was a physical thing that you've done. You have seed in the ground. The Omer is a sheaf of wheat, a grain that would come up. Now, in those 49 days, he says, go out and get one. You got one, take it to the priest and wave it before the Lord. What am I saying? God has been good. Oh Lord, you are good. I don't have the whole harvest, but I got one. Hallelujah. You may not have all the blessings, but you got one. Hallelujah. I'm going to count that one. Because the God I serve, if he's able to give me, if he can give me one blessing, hallelujah, I'm more excited than y'all are. Come on. If he gives me, I know who he is. I know. See, in that agricultural culture, that agrarian society, you had a dependency on God whether you lived or not. That's facts. That's literal. That happens. Because all you could do was till the ground and plant the seed. If Jehovah didn't send any rain, your seed ain't going nowhere. I don't care how blessed you think you are, God rained on that seed. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. But you got it. How good you got it. It was Jehovah that sent, and you got the product of the rain. So if you gave me one blessing, send the rain. Send the rain. I'm going to go out there and look again, and maybe now I got two. Hallelujah. And I'll go back and look again. I got a bunch. He said, count it. 49 days and see how how good I've been. Hallelujah. So when you get to Pentecost, nobody don't have to work you up. Ha, 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 ha. Because I need a people ready for the next thing that I'm going to do. Yeah, 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 yeah. I got something in store when you get to Jerusalem. I don't need you to be in Jerusalem wondering if I'm God, wondering what I can do. I need you in Jerusalem ready to receive power from on high. Hallelujah. It keeps liberation in front of us. Day by day we pause and examine and repent and grow. So we are ready to receive the next. Speaking to you, heirs. I'm speaking to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Get in touch with what God has already done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when the next move of God comes, you won't be struggling. You've been saying, yes, this is him. When Peter got to Pentecost, hallelujah, and the Holy Ghost fell, oh my, 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 and they spoke in languages that they had never heard before, and humanity said they were drunk, and then humanity said, well, they can't be drunk, it's too, so they don't know what is going on. Peter said, this is that. Whoa, oh, doubting Peter, hallelujah, who had a hard time hearing from God. I know he was in that upper room waiting. See, those two who got their eyes open instructed the rest of them and said, you know what, we have to go to Jerusalem. This thing ain't over. God got more for us. Hallelujah. Yeah, he went to Calvary, and yes, he is alive, but it ain't over yet. I need you to say it ain't over yet. I need you to say it better than that. Say, it ain't over yet. I need you to be convicted in your heart and say, it ain't over yet. God's got something better for me. Hallelujah. And I'm going to Jerusalem to receive a Pentecostal blessing. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh-wee. I have to slow down. I preached in here, Jamal, with a heart monitor on one of them Sundays. When they got back, they said, your heart raced to 190. But it only did it one time. So now they're going to put me through all of these tests, you know what I'm saying? And I said, I bet I was preaching. Only did it one time. It was only preached one time in that whole season, and I believe I was preaching because I feel my heart racing in the presence of the Lord. It ain't over yet. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is speaking. Oh, God is speaking to you. Hallelujah. Giving and changing of transition. Why did he have them count the grain? Because he wanted them to be sure that Jehovah had blessed them. Hallelujah. And so they trusted in what was going to happen in Jerusalem. Oh my, I know we wear white and we come to celebrate Pentecost Sunday and we get excited because a whole lot the people get baptized. But you know, Pentecost Sunday, yes, is for the saving of souls because people got saved. But the bulk of it was for those beliefs, thing of God. Will Pentecost Sunday push us into a move of God? Say that again. Will it push us into a move of God? Are we having a personal Pentecost? Don't be afraid of the word. Be scared to say I'm Pentecostal. Also, the bridges and the walls that have been built in institutional church. Hallelujah. But I ain't afraid to say it because I have a Pentecost. And that means I have a relationship with Holy Ghost. I have a relationship with the Holy Spirit of God. I have experiences with the Holy Spirit of God. You can't talk me out of that. You can't make me change my mind, that you can't make me doubt. I know I wouldn't have nothing if it wasn't on my side. I know that I wouldn't be this blessed if God showed up. I know my seed would not mature if God don't send the rain. Hallelujah. And he sent the rain and he'll send it again. Hallelujah. You ain't gonna make me shut up about my experience with Holy Ghost. You ain't gonna make me take it back. If I speak in tongues, I speak in tongues, and I'm not going to apologize for it. It's the language of the Holy Ghost, and I'm glad to share in a language of the Holy Ghost of God. I miss it with my mouth, trying to speak in English and trying to decide how I'm going to talk about who he is. But the Holy Ghost is with the Father, and he knows what to put in my mouth. Say, wow. I did just probably about 190 heartbeats, right? I mean, beats right there. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. I might tell him, let me wear it again and let me preach and let me see if that's. Let me do this. Let me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Counting your blessings from slavery to the next move of God. Oh, if you do it, hallelujah, you'll be ready when God moves. Huh? You'll be ready when the word of God comes. Hallelujah, to settle the matter, to push you out of where you are. How many can count your blessings? Hallelujah, the reason we said God commanded it, it links Passover, slavery, to Pentecost, Holy Ghost leadership. It shapes us, come on, with daily examination and growth, and prepares us to receive instruction. Hallelujah. It stirs hunger with true expectation and anticipation. Y'all don't hear me. It cultivates the desire for more of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just waiting and waiting to see what God's going to do next. He wowed me out. Huh? Hallelujah. He lifted me up into amazement and aha moments. Hey, but it ain't over. And he got some more amazing aha moments. He got some more stuff to wow me out about. Hallelujah. He got way more than I can expect or anticipate. But I'm going to keep a heart ready. Stirs our hunger. Then it trains our focus. Daily discipline builds mindfulness and stewardship of time. Daily counting the blessing to be ready for the experience. Hallelujah. I know we're Holy Ghost filled, but do you know that God got more for you than just being Holy Ghost filled? Hallelujah. Because you wouldn't be sitting there wondering what my next step was. Hallelujah, because you got the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, but the Holy Ghost wants to lead you. Hallelujah, he wants to help you put one foot in front of the other. Pentecost is experience driven. Say, wow. It creates opportunity for experiences with God. It's leaving dogma. Hallelujah. To divine encounter. A divine encounter. A time for God to just wrap you with his presence. Make you brand new. Give you more than you ever had. To trust him in ways that you never trusted him. Hallelujah. We're down to the last 7 days to what we are experiencing in the world as Pentecost Sunday. But I dare you to dedicate this week to counting your blessings. I'm saying just start today. Yeah. You are a blessed God because you're in covenant with him. I will be your God and you will be my people. That is the covenant agreement that has followed you all of your life. And everything that you have planted in this season, he said, I'm getting ready to rain on it. Hallelujah. I'm getting ready to rain on it. All I need you to do is to acknowledge, come on somebody, the first fruit of your relationship with God. Bless me with this and he blessed that. Hallelujah. And he blessed my children and he blessed my finances and he blessed my home and he gave me health and he healed me and he gave me a job and he stretched my money. Y'all don't hear me? Hallelujah. And he done what I thought he would not do because the rain came. Oh Lord, send the rain. Send the rain. Oh Lord, send the rain. I got seed in the ground. I got seed in the ground. Send the rain. Woo. Hallelujah. I'm going to show him that first sheaf. Hallelujah. And by Pentecost Sunday, the Jews who the week, the month, the 40, beginning of the 49 days showed the one by Pentecost celebration, they had a whole bundle. They had a whole bundle. They looked out on the field. Hallelujah. And the harvest was ripe. Goodness, hallelujah. They seen a whole harvest that God made ready for me. Stand to your feet and celebrate. Hallelujah. How many are going to count their blessing? Just spend this week. Count your blessing. How you get ready for the move of God. That's how you get ready to hear him. Heart is right. Your heart is right. I got a heart of thanksgiving. I got a heart of gratitude. I got a heart of knowing he's God. And not only is my heart right, mind is right. I love to show up in every element and every place that I've ever been. My mind is right. I'm thinking about his goodness. I'm thinking about his mercy every day. I'm blocking out negativity and I'm fusion and chaos, and I'm thinking on the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Raise, raise, raise. Give God praise. And my last word is head toward Jerusalem. Woo, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Make a U-turn. Hallelujah. I ain't tired of praising God. I thought I was getting weary, but not anymore. Jesus showed up and made it clear and plain to me. I'm going back to worship. I'm going back to praise. Oh, Lord, you are...